Will the U.S. government shutdown hurt foreign aid ministries? Murder, crime, and cries for justice are coming out of Colombia. And growth is pushing an outreach to expand into Nepal. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been 3 days, but there's been zero forward progress, but plenty of finger-pointing. We're talking about the U.S. government shutdown. If it drags on, it could eventually hurt foreign aid. Bad timing. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer explains.
There's more refugees in the world today and displaced people than there's ever been. There's more number-wise hungry people, even though we're seeing some good trends in hunger and poverty alleviation over the last decade. If volume from especially the U.S. government dries up in terms of ability to help, it's going to be tough on everybody.
But he assures us that even if funds do dry up, it won't close down BGR's work because they're already standing in the gap.
In those areas of huge needs are huge areas of opportunity, too. Even to minister with a small amount of food, and even to minister in a way that will give us a chance to not just share physical hope, but also spiritual hope through the message of truth that's in the gospel.
Will you join him? We'll connect you at our website. Next, two priests were murdered in Rodonillo, Colombia last week. Open Doors Colombia reports the priests were stabbed to death after evening services, the killer leaving with offerings and other valuables. This year alone, there have been 8 such murders in Colombia. 84 priests have been murdered in the last 26 years. Prayers are needed for the families of these priests as well as for the village of Rodonillo as they look for new spiritual leaders. This is Mission Network News. What's the second best way to illegally make money? Sell people. Around the world, 27 million men, women, and kids have been sold for work or pleasure. Adam Jeske of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
Christians ought to be outraged. These are people made in the image of God that deserve to be free, to be healthy.
InterVarsity's helping college kids fight human trafficking with their Price of Life campaign. There's a big event in New York City. InterVarsity chapters at over 17 colleges are taking part too. When they move past the how question to the whys, that's where the gospel comes in.
On college campuses, people know about human trafficking. They know that it's evil. And as Christians, it's an opportunity for us to lead and say, this is why it's wrong. This is why, where we draw power in order to fight it.
Want to learn more? Check out our website. Pray for Price of Life students and staff.
They're taking risks. They're addressing their campuses. They're planning events.
Meanwhile, there's another change coming to Nepal. This time, it's in the form of a new ministry. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says plans are underway for indigenous outreach.
It's actually become like a grandchild, if you want to call it that, for a multiplying ministry. As we see, the team in India now is reaching out, developing their own team that's going to be going into Nepal. And we're just going to wait and see what God is doing and try to provide them with the tools that they need.
That has ASM asking some big questions as their children ministries take the next steps.
How can we get the players into the country? What's going to work best? How much can they handle, you know, per project?
Pray the answers to these questions come quickly and clearly. Find more on this story and ways you can help financially at our website. And ever want to make a global impact in your job, but you just find yourself stuck? From doctors to artists, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is launching a website just for you. It's called Skybridge Community. It's an online community that connects the networks, Christians in all kinds of career fields. The point? Using strengths to help share the gospel with people. For information on Skybridge and the full story, visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Sign up to get our e-news blasts. It's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill out your email address at the bottom, and voila, you're signed up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.